Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home tonight. If you have your Bible handy, we're going to be turning to Matthew chapter number 2. Matthew chapter number 2. Oh, friend, if you're like me, I am sure you're excited about this special time of the year. Matthew chapter number 2. And I want you to note with me the first two verses in this chapter, and then we're going to be reading verse 10 and 11. But let's start with verse number 2. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen the star," or his star, "in the east, and are come to worship him.'" In verse number 10 and 11, the Bible says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Tonight, my friend, we're going to be speaking on the subject, "They were wise men." And let me just say this to you. This event that we just read was a big deal. It was first mentioned by God in Genesis chapter number 3. That's where it was actually prophesied, along with Micah chapter 5, verse number 2. There it was prophesied as well. And in Isaiah chapter 53, in Isaiah, that portion of scripture, it was preached how that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, should come. Well, here in Matthew chapter number 2, here he is. He showed up according to Bible prophecy. You know, my friend, the story is told concerning a war that had taken place involving France and Germany. The history tells that as those two nations were fighting each other, that there was an intense fog. And all of a sudden, both sides laid down their arms. And the reason why was because there was the crying of a little baby. And just for a split time in human history, both sides decided to pause due to the cry of a little baby. Listen, Rome attempted to conquer the entire world with its battles. Yet God was able to put the brakes on Rome in that he was able to give or allow his son to be born by a virgin by the name of Mary. Now, the Bible describes these men who came to Jesus as being wise men. Listen, they were not wise because of who they were. They were not wise because of what they owned. They were not wise because of where they came from. Yet perhaps they were wise for the obvious reasons that we want to bring out here on this broadcast. Number one, perhaps they were wise due to the direction that they were traveling towards. The Bible says here in verse number 1, the Bible says, "And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." The Bible indicated that they traveled from the east towards or to Jerusalem. Now, many people rush away from the Christ of Christmas. M.R. DeHaan said this, "Jesus is the most forgotten person on Christmas Day." Friend, I believe that is true. Yet these men moved towards Christ. They didn't move away from Christ. They left their tradition. They left their families. They left their personal plans in pursuit of Christ, the Christ child. And in verse number 2, the Bible says that these wise men said, "For we have seen his star." Listen, friend, when you act upon the light that God has given you, he will see to it that you receive or that he gives you more light. Perhaps these men were wise due to the direction that they traveled from. But then secondly, perhaps they were wise because of the question that they asked. You'll notice in verse number 2 of our text this evening, the Bible says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? In other words, they were anxious inquirers. They wanted to know, who is this person that God has laid on our hearts to pursue? Listen, my friend, many will experience an emptiness in their hearts this Christmas in spite of the fanfare, in spite of the presents, in spite of the music, in spite of the declarations, in spite of the lights. And why is it that they will experience an emptiness in their heart at Christmas time? It is because they have left out he who is born King of the Jews. You see, my friend, when you leave Christ, the very Christ, out of Christmas, it will affect your persons. You might say, well, I have gifts. Well, that might be true, but you have no joy. You may say, I have songs. Well, that might be true, but there is no feelings. You might say, well, I have lights. That's true, but there is no spark. You may say, I have family. Well, that may be true, but there is no genuine love. You see, it's not about what you need. It's about who you do not have. You need Jesus Christ if you are going to experience the right type of Christmas. And these men that came to the Savior during that unique time in human history showed up, I believe, because they were wise. And why were they wise? They were wise because of the question that they asked. They were wise because of the direction that they took. But then thirdly, my friend, they were wise because of the motive that they had. You might say, well, preacher, what do you mean motive? Look at verse number 2 again here in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 2, verse number 2. The Bible says these words. Once again, it says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. And then notice the Bible says, and are come to worship him. Oh, friend, this is their motive. They came to worship the Savior. They didn't come to sing or to be seen. They came to worship the Savior. They were wise in their motives. How we need to get back to the person's birth as well as to the birth of the person in these days. How sad it is that so many people do not have any concern at all for the God of Christmas. Listen, friend, I am glad that these wise men who came to see Jesus came to worship him. Aren't you? They didn't come to speak. They came to hear. They didn't come to teach. They came to learn. They did not come to get. They came to give. And friend, they didn't come to lead, but they came to follow. They came to follow after him who was willing to be born in on this side of eternity. What a tremendous truth to know that these wise men, their motives were right. They came to worship the Savior. They were wise, fourthly, because of the rejoicing that they displayed. In verse number 10 of Matthew chapter 2, we read these words. It says, and when they saw the star, they rejoice with exceeding joy. This phrase, exceeding joy, is characteristics of the gospel and of the sensation of ecstasy enjoyed by those who truly receive Jesus as their Savior. We sing the songs, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Hey, friend, you can't experience this level of joy until you can say with absolute experience that he has come into your life. These wise men rejoice because they saw the star. They rejoice because events that transpired on that particular day were supernatural, were colossal, were earth-shattering. It represented God. But then fifthly, we understand that they came bearing gifts. And because of that, they were considered wise because of the gifts that they gave. Verse number 11 says, "And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold and frankincense and myrrh." They brought their gifts to the right person. Can I ask you a personal question? Do you bring your gifts to the right person? Who is the right person? It's Jesus Christ. What gift is it that God requires of you? It is your persons. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 says, "And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." Oh, friend, we get to celebrate the birth of our Savior. After all, it's his birthday. Christ has given us so much. He gave his back to the Roman's whip. He gave his beard to be plucked out. He gave his side to the angry thrust of a Roman spear. He gave his hands to the nails and his feet to the Roman spikes. He gave his body to a Roman cross. And he gave his soul as an offering for the sins of every human being. You see, my friend, the Bible says, "Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Jesus Christ gave so much. And what is it that you and I can give to him? Oh, one person put it this way. "What shall I give him, poor as I am? If I give a shepherd, or if I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But as such as I have, I give him my heart." You can, my friend, give that which is special to the Lord Jesus Christ, as these wise men did. They gave to the Lord special gifts. What about you, my friend? Would you be willing, upon behalf of this special time of the year, give him your all as those wise men did? Would you be willing to respond to the Christmas call? Would you be willing to answer the call?